Diocesan Choir,
accompanied by members of the St. Louis Symphony, performing Anton Bruckner's Mass in F Minor, presented by the Archdiocesan Office of Sacred Music, welcomed by Gateway Regional Medical Center. For tickets, call 314-533-7662 or visit cathedralconcerts.org. Cathedral Concerts, experience great music in a great space.
The St. Charles City and County Councils are considering enacting smoking bans in bars and restaurants against the consent of their owners while giving big taxpayers like Ameristar Casino an exemption. Smoking bans are unethical and an aggression against freedom and private property rights. Stand up for liberty by attending St. Charles City's public hearing at Memorial Hall in Blanchet Park on May 20th at 7 p.m. and voice your opposition to the council at banttheban.com.
The Sage Salute to your business. Here's to being the innovator in chief, to crazy ideas that still make dollars and cents, to mobile payments that never take the long way into your accounting system. Here's to controlling your operating costs so that you can achieve your business goals. Sage, believe in your numbers. Visit sagetoday.com. That's sagetoday.com.
If you shop for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Extended through May. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens. Home of the coldest draft beer. Always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Him. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
teeth in the trousers.
I don't think
we're
that's appropriate.
Pat Robertson does.
You don't think that's appropriate? Wait to hear the punchline of the joke today. Well, it's a great day for Friends of Kids with Cancer, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Welcome to the May 16th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Associated Physicians Group. There is a huge dinner and discussion coming up next Monday night. That would be May 20th, about osteoarthritis. You have parents that are hobbling around. You might want to make sure that you sign them up for this. Maybe you're hobbling around yourself. We'll talk, give you the information after. Round of introductions. It's a short round. It goes around two people. The first one is Eon the Peon. He's our control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason because they can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Daniel Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. And I want to say happy anniversary to some old neighbors of mine, Lou and Marianne. Lou and Mary Ann Amato.
Ah.
Celebrating 60 years.
Wow.
Today.
They're just getting warmed up.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Happy anniversary, you 60-year-old married people. Married 60 years. Anyway, I assume they're older than 60 years old.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I'm getting a sign, a vision. Let me close my eyes because, you know, I am psychic. Oh, Bernice is sending me a message that heaven is happy for the Friends of Kids with Cancer. Well, that's good to know. We're smiling down over that. And, oh, my God. Hang on a second. What? No.
What?
Nobody would do that.
What now?
Oh, see if we can get somebody to bid to go out for an evening and cut what?
Cheese.
Cut cheese with Rat Boy.
No.
Nobody's going to do that.
Who wants to pay for that?
No, nobody. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are the greatest. I think it'd be a good idea to get Bruce and the boys out to Any Guns one night and have a open that sort of annex, open it up.
Oh,
put Bruce
have
and
some
the boys.
Dinner music.
They, don't, they never do public appearance.
No.
They're under contract to the station, but I bet we could get a waiver or something. I'll work on that. Stay tuned because in about a minute I have some gigantic news about this dinner and the Friends of Kids with Cancer. But first, a word from our sponsor, as real announcers used to say. Associated Physicians Group, as you know, is a place where a lot of people go and get physical therapy. They go there for pain management, and they have saved a lot of people from the knife. People who had been told and were convinced they were going to have knee replacement or whatever. And then they go to APG, Associated Physicians Group, over in Illinois. There are three locations, and they find that that wasn't the case. They have 5,000 cases like that that they can cite for you. The reason I'm tying them into this is there is a dinner this coming Monday night that is being put on by the Osteoarthritis Centers of America. They have asked that Dr. William Tom be the guest speaker. Dr. Tom heads up Associated Physicians Group. And he will be joined by Dr. Rayson Rabinold. He's an orthopedic surgeon of Mid-County Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine in St. Louis. And by Dr. David Yablonsky. Sounds to me like they got some people know what they're talking about here. They will answer your questions after they speak. Questions about osteoarthritis of the knee, hip, shoulder, and spine. That sounds like the worst one to me. The spine. Osteoarthritis of the spine. They will all be there to answer your questions. I can't imagine that there's anything you won't learn about osteoarthritis at this dinner. Again, it's a dinner and discussion. It's at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. This coming Monday night, May 20th, 5 to 7 p.m. You need reservations. You can make those reservations online. APGPain.com. That's APGPain.com. Now, remember, if you can't remember that because you're in your car and you don't want to have a wreck trying to write something down, just when you get to a computer, go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, and APG is there, and it's there in their website. And of course, whether you can make that, you know, dinner or not, never forget that the physical therapy and the pain management that may very well keep you from surgery or being on who knows what pain medications for who knows how long could very well be waiting over in O'Fallon or Swansea or Edwardsville. I can't tell you how many times, days a week you'd be going in for physical therapy. I don't know your issue. They'd have to tell you that. Some people go in once a week or twice a week or twice a month or three times a week. But when it's over, when it's finished, they're glad they did. APGPain.com. The joke will be brought to you by Amini's. We'll get to that later. After Bill Cleveland, and then I'll tell you the news about Friends of Kids with Cancer from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippert and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good
Hello,
afternoon.
Bill. Good afternoon.
Well, according to the National Enquirer, Hillary Clinton will reveal in her memoirs that she likes both men and women.
Wait a minute.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's according to the National Enquirer, that Hillary Clinton's going to come out as a bisexual, which would certainly explain her new flannel pantsuits.
Oh, yeah.
That's some big news if it's true.
If it's
and Al Gore reportedly now worth more than $200 million.
Well, good for him.
Yes, that's
right. No surprise there. He's still earning all those royalties for inventing the internet.
That's worth a lot of money.
Rolling in. And we've got a survey out about what Americans are going to think will happen by the year 2050. 70% believe cancer will be cured by then. 30% think the Earth will be hit by an asteroid. And 100% think Jay Leno will be back hosting The Tonight Show.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that one.
Now we've got a journal study that shows rock stars, here's a surprise, die sooner than the general population.
What?
Yeah, even though some like Keith Richards keep performing long after they're dead.
That's true.
And finally,
he's on fire today.
Mm-hmm.
Get the A material.
Have you heard this? Breastfeeding may help prevent asthma.
Hmm.
Yeah, seriously. Breastfeeding may help asthma, which has prompted the brand new pickup line. Hey, lady, nice inhalers.
Yeah, another term.
Yeah, that's one for you, peon. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaClean Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Never have enough terms for boobs. Thanks, Bill.
Boy, does she have some inhalers.
Yeah.
A good one. Let me go back here and take you back a couple of weeks when I went on the air and I said, I need money for Friends of Kids with Cancer. And I had told the liaison person here at the station that, yes, I will, I'll see what I can do. And, what I always come up with is something where I get fed well, dinner.
Right.
This is really all, all about me. And so I call Tom Sainert and Annie Guns, and as always, he just says, yeah, I'm in. I mean, no question. Well, no, what about, when would this be and how many people? No, in. So I knew I had a dinner for six people, me, my wife, two other couples, and then along comes the Ritz-Carlton, and we find out we also can get a room for each of those other two couples, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night at the Ritz, and then breakfast the next morning. So what an evening, or what two evenings, because you could break them up if you wanted to. And I was getting nervous, because I was at 2,000. Thank you, R. That's the only initial I feel comfortable giving. I don't want to give both, but I talked to him a while ago. He knows who he is.
And he said, he called back, too, and said you can use his first name.
Randy. Yeah. Thank you, Randy. So Randy bids $2,000 to go, can you imagine, to go to dinner with me?
No.
And even harder to imagine with my wife. And I thought, well, that's great, but deep down I'm thinking, we can do better than this, I think. Not that that's not a very generous, it is, offer. And then along came Carol, who bid $3,000 for dinner. And I thought, well, Carol's the winner. I got a text during the commercial break, which, as you know, is 40 minutes long, plenty of time to take texts, and it was from Tom Sainert at Annie Guns. And he said, why don't we double down and just do two of these dinners? And then I called Randy back, and I said, if I can do it twice, are you still in for two? He said, yes, the sum grand total is $5,000.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Dave, can you play What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love on the harmonica? Now, the day's not over. We only, we have half an hour. If somebody really wanted to bump up one of those, the two or the three, that would be great. I don't expect that. Just you want to practice? What the world?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Dan, you ready? One,
yeah.
Two, one, two, three.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Perfect. So that's $5,000 for a terrific organization, Friends of Kids with Cancer. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Carol. And thank you to all of you who wanted to. See, that's worth something. You're sitting there thinking, man, if I had it, I'd do it. That counts. It's where your head, your heart, where they are. That's what matters. Oh, where to start today? A lot of stuff here. I had a note here to myself. Be sure to thank, I mentioned 3,000. Oops, change that to 5,000. I also am going to, this Saturday, I'll be in New Baden, Illinois. My wife's cousin's daughter is getting married. So we're going, and I have to go because I'm not real good at the, family gathering.
Right.
And I've kind of ducked.
Skated for
like 20
too long.
Years. So we're going to go, and it'll be nice. They're nice people. They're very nice people. There is something that I look for at home I'll bet at least every month, and I'm not kidding, this weekend I'm going to go to the hardware store, and for one, I'm going to buy two full sets because I'm sick and tired of never being able to find an Allen wrench.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. And there's like 30 different sizes. You know what an Allen wrench is.
Sure.
And now they have metric Allen wrench.
There's English.
They have ones that look like Swiss Army knives, too. You can just pull out the different sizes.
I have had those, and I can't find my knife of Allen wrenches. So I'm going to get some. Boy, that made me mad last night. I had something, and to loosen it, I needed an Allen, and I tore through, turned inside out drawers and toolbox, nothing. And I know I've had them before. That's it. It ends this weekend. Debbie Reynolds is out with her second autobiography.
Second?
Yeah. I mean, how can that be an autobiography? It's not really her whole life. She did most of that.
Did she stop halfway through her life on the first one? Maybe she left a cliffhanger.
Here's my problem with autobiographies. I always say an autobiography, it's written by the person, so it means here's what they want you to know. It could be lies.
Right.
It could be leaving stuff out. I like the Kitty Kellys of the world who turn over rocks and tell the truth about Frank Sinatra, and she did, who else did she do? Joan Collins. Who did Kitty Kelly did a couple of those tell-alls. And here's the deal. The reason I tend to think that's more the story, she's out to find out stuff you never knew, and she's never been sued. Did you know that? Mm. Kitty Kelly has never. Now, if you're going to write lies about people, these people have money. They're going to sue you. Never been sued. So I'd prefer to do a really good biography over an autobiography. Thanks to Letha. Yesterday we talked about the GE Super Radio. Somebody wanted to know the best way to listen to AM radio. And here's what she writes me. And I said, I have a super radio that I've had for probably 20 years, easily. And it still works great, and it's one of the greatest AM radios ever. We wondered if you could still get them. She said, my husband loves to listen to the show. He takes the radio outside. And he came in earlier and said that another guy named Joe from Central Illinois called and asked about a better way to hear the show. And my husband also listens on a GE Super Radio 3.
Wow.
Whoa, third generation. Yeah. I have the original. And we wanted to let everybody know they are available at Amazon.com. I said, I know not everybody has computer access. Well, Letha, I think pretty much everybody does. But she said, so there you go. Amazon.com, GE Super Radio 3. It's a great radio. Portable radio. Most of the radio is speaker, a big old speaker. Have you ever seen one?
I don't think so.
It's a great radio. Man, great sound. And I think everybody knows that AM radio can be a little tricky in a building in certain situations. But remember, always remember the upside and what we have that no other band has. Storm warning built in.
That's right.
When you hear crackling and snapping and popping, it's not Rice Krispies. It is
something's coming.
Weather.
Yeah.
And our radio station lets you know it.
Storm warning crackle.
A lot of static. What?
Storm warning crackle.
Storm warning crackle. AM radio. Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I've listened to radio at home. I bet it's been.
Sometimes I do. If I'm shaving or brushing my teeth or getting ready, I do. Sometimes.
Like, why would I listen?
I listen to John Brown and Trish sometimes.
What?
On the way.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, great article in USA Today. Check this out. She was born in 1928 in Germany. She moved to Palestine in 1945 and trained as a sniper. I mean, like a real sniper for the Haganah, which is the forerunner of the Israeli defense forces. Married her first husband, and this is Dr. Ruth, for those who just joined us, married her first husband in Israel in 1950, divorced 55. Married second husband in 56, divorced in 57. She must not at that point have learned how to do all this stuff in the bedroom.
No.
Because these are, 2 and 3 year marriages here.
Either married, that or they couldn't keep up.
Now, you know what? That could be it. Married the third husband, Fred Westheimer, in 1961. Had a son named Joel in 63. Widowed in 97 and has 4 grandchildren. First radio program was Sexually Speaking. Made its debut in 1980. She's written 39 books. 39? And has another one coming out the fall of this year.
Wow.
They asked her about being a sniper, trained as a sniper. She's 4'7".
And she says, I never killed anybody, but I know how to throw hand grenades and shoot.
Wow.
She was wounded by shrapnel in both legs on her birthday in 1948, recovered, moved to Paris, studied psychology. Wow, what a life. What a life. And somehow when she says dirty stuff, it's okay.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound dirty.
It's like Oprah. Oprah gets away with that, too. Oh, she used to. She had a show.
Well, yeah, because Oprah, again, is not sexual.
It was medical when she did it. Yeah.
And she's not somebody you look at.
She kind of played it for ratings, just like everybody else.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. I was going to do a story about this scumbag priest over in Scotland who has been asked to go away and pray till he gets better, but I'm not going to do that. Christina Hendricks, for those of you who do not watch Mad Men, you should, just for Christina Hendricks. Christina Hendricks has a huge bust. And they play it up on Mad Men. They deliberately get shots of her with her boobs sticking way out and
milky white.
Easy.
Cool.
She says of her character, she likes that character, and she says it helps her to please her husband. She will not dress down at home. She makes sure she looks hot all the time for her husband. She and Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
Perfect woman.
She says, at home, I like to wear a low-cut caftan. And he's like,
what's
babe,
a caftan?
It's just kind of like a house
low-cut
coat.
Dress. Yeah, oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He says, babe, you look great. She says, I can't do that to my husband, dress in sweats or look bad, not after just 3 years of marriage. Yeah, that comes later.
Same thing in my house. I get Angela in caftans every night.
Yeah. I'll just read the only part of this article that I want to care about or want to read about or do care about, and that is, here's what it says. For 8 years, researchers followed 3,681 Europeans, healthy middle-aged people who didn't have high blood pressure or heart disease. They observed each participant's salt intake by measuring the sodium in their urine and measure their blood pressure. What they found, and it's in the latest Journal of the American Medical Association, is the less salt people ate, the more likely they were to die of heart disease.
Wow.
Whoa. That doesn't make any
Pass
sense.
Pass the salt.
Yeah.
All right. Our joke is brought to you by Amini's. You people who like to grill, the real fanatics, the hardcore grill out people have outdoor kitchens. They just don't have grills. They have kitchens. Wait till you see the outdoor kitchens and patio furniture at Amini's. It's pretty amazing. $2 million worth of stuff in stock. 100 different outdoor furniture groups on display at Amini's. You say, well, that must be a big place. It is. It's under the Copper Dome down in Chesterfield.
What is the square footage? Didn't he tell you?
Of the building? And
yeah.
I forgot.
Boy, it's got to be
massive.
10,000 maybe? Or
oh, my
bigger?
Goodness. It's more
20?
Than that. Oh, it's more than 10,000.
Huge building.
A Walmart is like 45,000 square feet. So it's big. And they make the most of it. Their selection is incredible. I'd be embarrassed to be another store selling patio furniture. And, of course, not just everybody sells terrific outdoor kitchen stuff. They've partnered up with 10 different kitchen companies. And they have the only two North American-made grill lines in the market. And they have grills with infrared technology and propane or natural gas. Most of them have over 10-year warranty, charcoal, smoke and bake. And I'm not a griller. I don't know much about this stuff, but I know the good stuff is at Amini's. And I say that because it's like every other category of thing they sell, no junk. So you want to really, really dress it up outside and make the family want to spend more time outside than inside, then go check out the patio furniture and the outdoor kitchen stuff at Amini's and everything else that's at Amini's, too. Jaffe lighting upstairs, all the area rugs, pool table, foosball, shuffleboard, pinball, jukeboxes. You get the idea. Aminis, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is for Dustin. Dustin called and said, hey, first joke I ever heard you tell was the Indian with the memory. Do you remember it? Which is a very good question. Do you remember the Indian with the memory? And luckily, I was able to remember it. And here we go. It's the story of out west in the Southwest, a tourist attraction. It's an Indian reservation. And there's one particular teepee with a sign. It says, Chief Thundercloud, Indian chief with world's greatest memory. He remembers everything that ever happened, every hour of every day of his life. And this guy's like 80 years old. So this tourist walks up and he's greeted by another Indian. And the Indian explains to him, here you pay $20. You walk in. He says, when you walk in, you'll see the chief and you'll see an Indian brave. That Indian brave is sort of like his biographer. He has been with him for decades, and he chronicles in a book every day of the chief's life. It's all written, everything, every detail about every day. The chief doesn't have to refer to it because he remembers everything. So what you'll do is you'll walk up to the chief and you'll say, how? You know, like in those movies, how? The chief will nod, and you will ask him a question. The answer will be verified in the book of his life held by the brave. Yeah, he goes, all right, let's go. So he pays the money, walks in, walks up to the chief and says, how? And the chief nods. And the tourist says, chief, what did you have for breakfast exactly 15 years ago today? May 16th, 15 years ago, what'd you have? The chief says, for breakfast, have buffalo bacon, 7 pieces, 3 eggs scrambled with goat cheese, and 3 slices toast, 1 burned. And the guy looks over at the brave, and the brave opens the book up to that exact date, and sure enough, written down, recorded that date. This morning, the chief had 7 pieces of buffalo bacon. Right down to everything the chief said. That's what happened. Okay, because that's unbelievable. I think, let me ask him one more question. He says, chief, what was the weather on the morning of October 10th, 1973? Without hesitation. The chief says, October 10th, 73. Weather cool, windy. Temperature's 54 degrees. They look in the book. Bingo! On that date, 54 degrees, cool, windy. He got it right. He thanks the chief, and he leaves. And he tells all his friends, if you ever go out traveling, you got to go see this guy. It's unbelievable. You walk up, you say, how? You ask him a question, the guy remembers everything. Now, this tourist, 10 years later, I got ahead of myself. He walks out and he asks the guy if he can go in and ask him one more question. The guy says, well, you left. It'll be another $20. He gives him another $20. He walks up to the chief and says, how? And the chief nods. He says, chief, just one more run at this. Let's take the evening of, Saturday, November 13th, 1982, 10:05. He's getting real specific. What were you doing? Chief says, evening me, never forget. Have sex with young tribal dancer. Name Dancing Willow. Beautiful. Had sex for 40 minutes, not take break. They open the book. There's the notation. November 13th, 1982, 10:05. Chief having sex with young tribal dancer named Dancing Willow, 40 minutes, going strong, no break. Unbelievable. So he leaves. 10 years later, he's traveling through the Southwest, and sure enough, the sign is still there, and the teepee is still there. The chief is still there. Indian chief, world's greatest memory, he thinks, I'm going to take another run at this. He walks up, pays $20, walks into the teepee, looks at the chief, and says, now this is 10 years later. He says, how? The chief looks up and says, doggy style.
Yeah.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
And Dan, traffic is really a mess. Pretty much all the highways. If you're traveling on westbound 44 at Berry Road, you've got an accident blocking the left lane in the clearing stages now, but traffic is slow from approaching Hampton all the way out through Berry. Now we've got slow traffic automatically on westbound 64, and it starts from about Jefferson, maybe a little east of Jefferson, or excuse me, west of Jefferson now, and it's running slow through McCausland. You're heavy again from 170 in pockets all the way out through Timberlake Manor, and that's where we have another accident that's blocking the left lane. Once you get beyond that, just a little slow as you approach the Boone Bridge. Looking at westbound 70, you're a little bit slow past the airport. You're also heavy from, it looks like, about the McKelvey overpass through the Earth City Expressway. Then it opens up to the Blanchett Bridge. You're heavy again approaching Cave Springs. About midway between Zumbel and Cave Springs, you hit the brakes all the way out through Mid River Small Drive. Then southbound 55, you had an earlier accident at Union, so you had some slow traffic going from about Loughborough down through Union. This traffic report is brought to you by Sears. Shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends May 18th. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Big Friday coming up on the Morning Quickie. We'll start at 10 o'clock. We'll go over the entire presidential press conference. Both questions and both answers. That could take minutes. And we'll have other stuff on the show as well. Be here as we continue to cover Scandalpalooza.
The Cochran Show. Weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550. And KTRS.com.
Hello, Mrs. Bennett. It's Brian's teacher. We need to talk. Your son still isn't focusing in my class. If this continues, we'll need to hold him back a year.
Have you been getting tough phone calls from school? If your child is struggling with focus and concentration, let us introduce you to an easy solution. No tutors, no classes. Your child simply plays a video game. This cutting-edge brain-boosting game adjusts to your child's learning speed. It helps your child focus in school and finish their homework with ease. It's already helped kids get good grades who'd never seen it happen before. Discover what a difference it can make with an absolutely free demo from iFocus. Just call 1-800-400-7409. Developed by leading brain experts, concerned educators, and award-winning game designers, it's become the game that elementary school students can't wait to play. For your free demo, call toll-free 1-800-400-7409. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-400-7409. Not every child may get better grades.
Spring has sprung, and those home exterior restoration projects move to top of mind. So before you entrust your pride and joy to just any company, talk to Banner Construction. At Banner Construction, you're not just purchasing products, you're purchasing a job done right. You're investing in 20 years of home improvement expertise with a company that cares about the final results. That's why Banner was named as a preferred installer of James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding. They do it right. Whether it's vinyl siding or James Hardy siding, Banner believes the beauty is in the installation. And with Banner, that's true for their energy-efficient windows, roofs, maintenance-free decks as well. So when you're ready to bring your home to its original beauty, put a little spring in your step. Call Banner Construction and get a free detailed project estimate. You'll be glad you did. Call 314-569-1050. That's 569-1050. And have a Banner day. Call 569-1050.
Enjoy a day, a weekend, or a week of fun with the family this summer at Riverview Ranch in nearby Bourbon, Missouri. Riverview Ranch offers float trips on the Merrimack River by canoe, rafts, tubes, or kayaks. After your float, you can take a dip in their pool or enjoy barbecuing by the river or in one of their shelters complete with picnic tables. End your day by the campfire and a gaze at the stars. There are other attractions too, including nearby wineries, Onondaga Cave, Merrimack Caverns, and more. Riverview Ranch is great for a family getaway, a company picnic, family reunion, or group outing, with campsites or cabins for overnight stays. Best of all, Riverview Ranch hasn't raised their prices since 2007. It's affordable fun for the entire family. Call Riverview Ranch today, 800-RIV-VIEW. That's 800-748-8439. Online at riverviewranch.org. For affordable family fun, you need to visit Riverview Ranch, just an hour away from St. Louis in Bourbon, Missouri.
Are you still suffering with joint discomfort?
How many products have you tried that failed to give you the relief you need? Too many, right? So naturally, if I were to tell you that Instaflex can give you powerful, effective joint relief, you'd be skeptical. So we're going to let you prove it to yourself by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll give you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex just for calling 1-800-900-1206. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-900-1206. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-900-1206. Again, that's 1-800-900-1206.
Congratulations to Veronica from North Carolina, Terry from Texas, and Angela from Detroit. They're just a few of our radio listeners who can now enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. To receive their free cruise, all they had to do was call Holiday Cruise Line during our recent radio free cruise promotion. And guess what? It's on again. You too are guaranteed a free cruise to the Bahamas. Please call in the next 5 minutes. Call 1-800-400-0861. We're promoting free cruises because once you try one of our cruises, we know you'll want to keep coming back. Your free cruise includes your cabin, meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, and a chance to win thousands in cash prizes. You're only responsible for a small port fee. Discover why Porthole Magazine named us Best Bahamas Getaway Cruise 3 years running. Be the next listener to enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. 1-800-400-0861. Act fast. 1-800-400-0861.
Hi, I'm Tom Barron, owner of Barron Mirror Glass and Door, St. Louis's finest, most custom mirror, glass, and shower door company. We have recently moved off of Manchester Road, so don't look for us there. We're out in the valley, just 2 blocks from Long Road and Chesterfield Airport Road. Our new showroom is awesome. If you're an educated consumer, our showroom is a must-see. We have kept our old phone number, and we haven't changed our website, barronmirror.com. Remember, we have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Sears, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy 3, get 1 free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are so late, he's probably going to have to start off with, and finally, his first words. He's Mike Evans. He's patiently waiting in Southern California, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I know Tom Price went to the game today, got to see him lose, I believe. ThompsonPrice.com, there's your place to start. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, better late than never, Mike Evans. Good evening. Yeah, I know, but it was a good show today.
All right. Marquez named the name of the celebrity who admits using steroids for years and shrunk the family jewels.
Ooh.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Bruce Willis. Rod Stewart, answer in a minute. In a related story, or related nugget, if you'll excuse the pun, Mick Jagger said that he would not appear with the Rolling Stones in concert until Keith Richards apologized and took back the comment that he made in his book when he referred to Mick's private parts as, quote, hung like a raisin, unquote. Well, he never took it back, and Mick was in concert, so either let bygones be bygones, or it was true. I don't know which.
I'm guessing maybe. True.
Love Nuggets, Demi Moore.
Yeah.
And Ashton Kutcher's divorce is so volatile They don't even talk to each other anymore. Now it's all through the attorneys. It has gotten very, very ugly, Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has basically become a serial dater, dated about six or seven guys in the last two or three weeks. If I had her number, I'd give it out and let you know what you think. What do you think, Jody Arias? Will she be put to death or not?
I say not.
I say probably not.
I say she will.
I think she should be, but I don't think Americans like killing women.
No.
You know? O.J. Simpson says that he gets 50 requests for autographs every week. Who are these people?
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Wow. You like Vegas?
Yeah.
I hate Vegas.
I like it.
Actress Heather Graham, she hates Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
She said that she almost turned down the part in Hangover 3 because it was being shot in Las Vegas. Heather calls Vegas phony, over-air-conditioned, loud, obnoxious, crowded, and stinks. Okay. Is it true that Leonardo DiCaprio, Bradley Cooper, Tobey Maguire have gambling issues? All three have million-dollar credit lines in Vegas. Poker, blackjack, and craps. There you go. Anime. Movie news, Chris Pine, Jake Gyllenhaal, Meryl Streep, Johnny Depp are all going to sing in the next Disney movie called Into the Woods. Regarding Chris Pine, I like him a lot. He is the Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek movie. Also, I think I mentioned this before, but a really great movie to rent for the weekend if you're looking for a film is Bottle Shock.
I think I told you about it.
No, I saw it on a plane years ago.
Okay, fine.
In fact, I think I told you about it.
Fine.
Ooh.
Either way, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
About California wine.
Yeah.
Which takes me to...
I told him about it.
Mm-mm. I told him about it.
Oh, boy.
One of the longest, most costly Hollywood court battles is... Who owns the rights to Dungeons and Dragons? My question is, who cares?
Yeah,
really.
Who cares? You know, probably, I guess, a bunch of teenage boys with zits living in the basement of their parents' apartment. Maybe they care, but I don't care.
30 seconds.
And finally, professionals, what it is. Professional, Frank O'Pinion. You know it, I know it.
Yeah.
That's why I tell you about movies like Bottle Shock.
I told you about it.
Oh, boy.
Who had missed taking steroids and shrunk the family jewels? Rod Stewart, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Bruce Willis, come on.
Or a dog.
I'll say Rod Stewart.
I want it to be Willis, Bruce Willis.
It was because of a throat issue that doctors put him on steroids.
Oh, Stewart.
It is Rod Stewart. Mike Evans in Hollywood, say it.
When I hear him sing, I sure don't hear a throat issue.
No.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got to say to you. Yeah.
That cleared it up.
And I told him about Bottle Shock. And he cannot admit. I said, you're a big wine drinker. You love this movie, Bottle Shock. I'm telling you. I remember.
I saw it years ago.
Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens. That's home. So frustrating knowing him. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's something that's frustrating. You call a heating and cooling company out, and one, they're rude or they're disrespectful to your house. They come in with a bunch of junk on their shoes, and, you know, they're not courteous. And then forget all of that. When they leave, you wonder if what they really told you was true. Because it's pretty easy to take advantage of most people in the heating and cooling business when you're in that business and you're in somebody's house. We don't know. If you never want to worry about that, then you can do business with Matheny Heating and Cooling, because after 71 years, and that's what they're in this year, the 71st year in business, they have established a great reputation of being fair with their pricing, very competitive, and very honest. And there are companies, and I'm not making this up, that carry around burnt parts. Wasn't he the Miss America host? That was burnt parts.
Yeah.
And they show you and go, hey, look, this is what we took out of your and they didn't, really. It's just all for money. I actually like when I see those exposés on TV, because it just reminds me that not everybody is a Matheny Heating and Cooling, but thank goodness we do have them. And, of course, other businesses that are great businesses as well. Now, in this case, they're the ones that are AM and the PM. That's where we want you to go with your heating and cooling business, Matheny Heating and Cooling. St. Louis, St. Charles counties, if you're in them, you can use them. You can hire them. Don't worry about the size, the make, the model, the age. They'll replace, they'll repair. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Does look like they've cleared the accident on westbound 64 after Timberlake Manor. You're still running slow, though, from Ballas out through Chesterfield Parkway East, and then a little heavy from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. They've also cleared the accident on westbound 44 at Berry Road. All lanes are open there. Still got a pretty good jam up, though, approaching Hampton through about Elm, and then it opens up, and then you're slow a little bit again between Mraz and Bowles Avenue. Now looking at southbound 270, that's thinning out rapidly. You're slow approaching Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 70, there was a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane near Madison. Still has everything flat backed up to the depressed section. We've got a new accident westbound 70 near Jennings Station that has two right lanes blocked. This traffic report is brought to you by Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network Program. You won't believe how much less you can pay for Shell fuel with the Fuel Rewards Network Program. Just shop, eat out, and more to earn new rewards. Then save at participating Shell stations. Sign up free at fuelrewards.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Search and recovery efforts continue in northern Texas following last night's tornadoes.